Cardinal Bernard Law resigned today as the Archbishop of Boston following a meeting with Pope John Paul this morning at the Vatican. Boston residents had this to say about Law's resignation.
We all make mistakes, and we got to admit it once in a while. You have to, as much as it hurts. He should have done it long ago, came out and said it.
I think he should go to jail. And I don't know much about the church. I hope that it heals. I hope the best, but I don't think he should be a free man.
I think it's a very good thing, and actually I wish it happened a little sooner. I'm not a practicing Catholic. I go for the holidays, but I think in light of what's going on, I think in the scope of what's been going on in the world recently with 9/11 and some other pretty terrible things, I think for me that's why it's kind of hit home a little bit more. It's kind of like the last thing you want to see. the church should be a safe haven.
Mike Murata, Jennifer, who wouldn't give her last name, and Tom Ricard, Boston area residents on their way to work this morning. John Allen is a correspondent with the National Catholic Reporter at the Vatican.
Morning, Bob.
How unprecedented is this?
Well, it is not in the literal sense unprecedented. But this particular concatenation of circumstances where you have a cardinal facing accusations of failure to intervene when he should have known better about priests who are abusing children, you have a rebellion from within the ranks of his own priesthood, you have a pending financial meltdown, this script has never played itself out on this stage before.
Well, what led up to this?
Well, I think it is clear that the events of the past week damaged Law's standing dramatically. My information is that it was not a foregone conclusion when he came that he would be resigning, but that as the week unfolded with the new revelations of all of the documents that have come out under a court order, that in many ways rival the most horrifying aspects of the earlier cases of priests such as John Gagan and Michael Shanley. And also with this open rebellion from 58 of his own priests, which certainly got attention here in the Vatican because it came from what should have been Law's most loyal base of support. I think all of that combined with what seems to be the cardinal's own heartfelt desire to step aside, coalesced to produce this decision.
What's going to happen in Boston now? Cardinal Law's resignation doesn't solve the problems of the Archdiocese.
No, it sure doesn't. I mean, it doesn't make any of these lawsuits go away, and it doesn't even get Law off the hook as a potential defendant in a criminal action. As you know, one of the most recent developments is we've learned that a grand jury is actually considering criminal charges against certain archdiocesan officials, which would almost certainly include Law. And so his personal problems are far from over, and certainly the issues facing the archdiocese are far from solved. The Pope has named an interim administrator in the person of an auxiliary bishop, that's an assistant bishop in Boston, by the name of Richard Gerard Lennon. It's expected here that a permanent successor will be named quickly. And that man is going to face enormous challenges, including on the front burner the problem you mentioned of bankruptcy, what to do about this enormous financial problem, especially given the fact the Vatican this week has made clear in many different ways that it wants the archdiocese to avoid having to file bankruptcy. So it is an amazingly, almost unimaginably difficult challenge awaiting the man who takes over from Bernard Law.
Law remains in the College of Cardinals.
That's right. The fact that he has resigned, technically speaking, he has not resigned as a cardinal. He has resigned as Archbishop of Boston, which means he's 71. So for the next 8.5 years, if the Pope should die in that time and there should be a conclave, Law would still be eligible to vote for his successor. He is still eligible to take part in what are called consistories, which are meetings of all the colleges or all the cardinals in the world. And so those privileges as a cardinal don't go away. What he has given up is his role as the head of the church in Boston.
John Allen is a correspondent with the National Catholic Reporter.